This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news, the headlines first. Meeting between Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and Madhav Kumar Nepal underway at party office in Dumbarahai, Kathmandu. World Consumers' Rights Day being observed today with the slogan Tackling Plastic Pollution and Myanmar Security Forces kill 38 anti-coup protesters. Now the news in detail. A meeting of the CPN-UML chairperson and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and the party's dissident faction leaders, including Madhav Kumar Nepal, is underway at the party office in Dumbarahai, Kathmandu. Further controversy erupted in the CPN-UML after the Supreme Court's ruling on 7th of March formally separated the then CPN-UML and the CPN-Maoist Center from the Nepal Communist Party. After CPN-UML chairman KP Sharma Oli held a special meeting of the party's central committee on 11th of March and changed the responsibilities of the party leaders and nominated 23 members, including CPN central leader Ram Bahadur Thapa Badal, to the central committee. Chairman Oli, General Secretary Iswar Pokhrel, leaders Bishnu Paudel, Subhas Nengmang, leader Madhav Kumar Nepal, Bhim Rawal, and Ghanasyam Bhusal are participating in the meeting. The Central Committee meeting of the Nepal Communist Party Maoist Center is underway at Party Office Pendistada. Today's meeting is scheduled to discuss on the latest political scenario, the status of the party organization, party statute and the party's future strategies. Joint General Secretary of Main Opposition Nepali Congress Dr. Prakash Saran Mahat today said the Nepali Congress main aim is midterm elections. Speaking at a press conference organized in Dhangadi by Nepal Press Union Dhangadi chapter, Dr. Mahat said Nepali Congress aspires to get to power with the majority votes from the general elections. On whether the Nepali Congress leads a new government, he responded that this will be determined by the calculation in the parliament. One person has died when a truck and a Bolero Jeep collided at East-West Highway along Chitwan District. Deputy Superintendent of Police Surya Bahadur Thapa said the deceased has been identified as Mayes Foyal of Dusarula Municipality. Police have informed that the truck fell 10 meters down from the road. World Consumers' Rights Day is being celebrated today by organizing various programs in different parts of the country with the slogan Tackling Plastic Pollution. Consumer rights are defined as the right to have information about the quality, potency, quantity, purity, price and standard of goods or services. Former campus chief and economic teacher of Magdi Multiple Campus, Krishna Bahadur Thapa, said, though it was the right of the consumers to access clean and healthy goods and services, unchecked mixture of inedible substances to consumer goods was causing big threat to human health condition in Nepal. Kashta Mandap's reconstruction has witnessed 90% of its works completed. Works are progressing in full swing to complete the reconstruction progress within coming mid-April. The reconstruction was delayed at initial stage due to lack of construction materials, including wood and brick. The rebuilding of historical Kashta Mandap that was devastated by 2015 earthquake had begun 3 years back. According to chairperson of Kashta Mandap Reconstruction Committee, Rajesh Sakya, the reconstruction of the heritage would be fully completed within mid-April as only 10% works are remaining. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. The Netherlands has become the latest country to suspend use of the Oxford AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine over concerns about possible side effects. The Dutch government said the move, which will last until at least 29th of March, was a precaution. The Republic of Ireland earlier made a similar decision over reports of blood clotting events in adults in Norway. But the World Health Organization says there is no link between the jab and an increased risk of developing a clot. Denmark, Norway, Bulgaria and Thailand have already halted their use of the AstraZeneca vaccine. Activists say 38 protesters have been killed in one of the bloodiest days yet in Myanmar since the military coup. Security forces opened fire in an area of Myanmar's largest city, Yangon, with protesters using sticks and knives. The military declared martial law in the area after Chinese businesses were attacked. Myanmar has been gripped by protests since the military coup on 1st of February. Military rulers have detained Aung San Suu Kyi, the country's civilian leader and head of the National League for Democracy Party. Police in the United Kingdom have opened an investigation into allegations that Asma al-Assad, wife of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, incited and encouraged terrorist acts in Syria. According to media reports, al-Bashar, a dual British Syrian national, could be stripped of her UK citizenship if convicted of the crime. The Metropolitan Police told UK media outlet Sky News on Sunday it received a referral in July last year relating to the ongoing Syrian conflict. This statement says the referral is in the process of being assessed by officers from the War Crimes Unit. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but we're wrapping up the headlines once again. Meeting between Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and Madhav Kumar Nepal underway at party office in Dumbarahai, Kathmandu. World Consumers Rights Day being observed today with the slogan Tackling Plastic Pollution and Myanmar Security Forces Kill 38 Anti-Coup Protesters. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned. Have a good day.